60 Minutes is laying out a new argument that the Havana Syndrome is actually an attack being launched by the Russians. We bring you the latest. ISIS is claiming responsibility for that horrific attack in Russia. How likely is it that we'll see an attack like that here on U.S. soil? Victor Avila joins us. The Alphabet community is launching another attack on the nuclear family, and they've got the White House signing off on it. I'll bring you the latest. All that and more on The Brianna Morello Show. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed your Easter weekend. I know I did, and I posted about it all over social media, but there was plenty of food being eaten, lots and lots of beef, and I was loving every second of it, especially spending time with friends and family. It's always greatly appreciated. But there's so much going on, and I want to make sure you guys didn't miss it over the holiday weekend. And so that's why we're going to go over today's headlines. First up, this one was actually very, very interesting. Alex Murdoch, he was on trial. You guys might remember. He's the man who's accused of murdering and convicted of murdering his wife and his son. Well, he's spending his life in prison right now. But in addition to that, he was also charged with stealing from, because when he was an attorney, he was charged with stealing from both clients and his law firm. Well, he was just sentenced to 40 years in prison on top of his life sentence. Obviously, these were federal charges that he was facing. And well, you know, federal prosecutors were really only asking for him to be sentenced to 17 and a half to 22 years. But the judge went well beyond all of that. Now, he pleaded guilty in state court to financial crimes and ordered them to spend up to 27 years in prison. But ultimately, I mean, they just threw the book at him. He's spending 40 years in prison, guys. So he broke down, obviously. There's photos of him crying. But this is a man who is just, it's really hard to imagine somebody murdering their own family and then doing all of this. We don't know if it was maybe an act of passion. Maybe he was just stressed out about the financial angle of all of this. It's disturbing, but I mean, at least our justice system has gone after him. Now, he's still claiming his innocence and he's still looking to appeal all of this. So we'll see how that all plays out. But this was a high profile case. And so it's interesting seeing how both of his cases have just landed him in prison pretty much for the rest of his life. I want to jump over to another story because I thought this was very, very interesting. But 60 Minutes has been extensively covering, many of you remember, it's the Havana Syndrome. It's what we refer to those federal agents who were in Cuba. They reported that they were having this kind of a weird experience where they were having hearing issues. They were having type of like, a lot of them were passing out. They were having issues, even just standing up and moving. A lot of them just kind of experienced this wave of just suddenness where they were just completely knocked out of everything. And then there was long-term effects to it all. And many of them believe there was kind of a frequency that was sent out into the building, these hotels that these agents were staying in. And it just been kind of a mystery that's been going on. Well, 60 Minutes has dedicated several of their episodes to covering just this. And interesting enough, they're blaming that Havana Syndrome on, and this is where I'm a little skeptical, of course, anytime they say this, but they're blaming it on Russia. They're saying that Russia is up to all of this and that they're the ones who are attacking our top federal agents. Now, 60 Minutes just yesterday put out a piece and updated a piece outlining their argument to explain why they think Russia is behind all of this. So I want you to listen to it, but I want you to listen carefully because it starts off and it's just too long to play the part, the beginning, but they're talking to an FBI agent who claims to be a victim of all of this and that she was in her home in Miami when she experienced this assault where she claims that she's having several different medical issues. And it's just interesting to hear how they explain it. They explain that based on the high-profile cases she's taken on, she's investigated, and you'll hear them explain it here, with this one alleged Russian agent, that's what made her the target for the Russian government. So let's take a listen to this. It's a bit long, so take a listen.
Now, for the first time, the case of FBI agent Carey suggests which adversary might be responsible. She spoke with the FBI's permission, but wasn't allowed to discuss the cases she was on when she was hit. We have learned from other sources one of those cases involved this Mustang going 110 miles an hour.
Pull over! Pull over!
In 2020, near Key West, Florida, deputies tried to stop the Mustang for speeding, It ran 15 miles until it hit spike strips laid in its path. A search of the car found notes of bank accounts.
Citibank, Discover Savings, $75,000.
And this device that looks like a walkie-talkie can erase the car's computer data, including its GPS record. There was also a Russian passport.
What's your first name?
Vitaly, V-I-T-A-L-I-I.
Vitaly Kovalev was the driver from St. Petersburg, Russia. Not Florida.
Why did you run? Let me be honest with you.
I don't know.
You don't know why you ran?
I don't know.
And we don't know why he ran. But what we learned suggests he was a Russian spy. Grozev is lead investigator for our collaborator on this story, The Insider, a magazine by Russian exiles. We asked him to trace Vitaly Kovalev.
He studied in a military institute. He studied radio electronics with a particular focus on use within the military of microelectronics. He had all the technology know-how that would be required for somebody to be assisting an operation that requires high technology. And then all of a sudden, after working for 2 years in a military institute, he up and decides to become a chef.
Kovalev immigrated to the U.S. and worked as a chef in New York and Washington, D.C., even appearing at far left in a TV cooking segment.
Traditional Russian recipes, thanks to our wonderful chef.
But Kovalev was actually a Russian military electrical engineer with a top secret security clearance. Can someone like Kovalev simply decide to drop all of that and become a chef?
It is not an easy job to just leave that behind. Once you're in the military and you've been trained and the Ministry of Defense has invested in you, you remain at their beck and call for the rest of your life.
We don't know what Kovalev was up to, but our sources say over months, he spent 80 hours being interviewed by FBI agent Kerry, who had investigated multiple Russian spies. Kovalev pled guilty to evading police and reckless driving. He was sentenced to 30 months. While he was in jail, Kerry says she was hit in Florida, and a year later when she awoke to the same symptoms in the middle of the night in California.
It felt like I was stuck in this state of, like, disorientation, not able to function. Like, what is happening? And my whole body was pulsing.
Do you know whether there are other FBI agents who have also suffered from these anomalous health incidents?
There are other FBI agents and personnel, not just agents, analysts. I represent one other FBI person who was impacted in Miami. And I also know of FBI personnel who believe they were hit overseas in the last decade.
Were any of these members of the FBI counterintelligence people in addition to Kerry?
The one thread that I know of with the FBI personnel that is common among most, if not all, of my clients other than the family members connected to the employee was they were all doing something relating to Russia.
Vitaly Kovalev served his time and in 2022 went back to Russia, ignoring American warnings that he was in danger because he'd spent so much time with the FBI. Christo Grozev found this death certificate from last year, which says Kovalev was killed at the front in Ukraine. Do you think Kovalev was sent to Ukraine as a punishment?
One theory is that he was sent there in order for him to be disposed of.
Is Kovalev really dead, or is this another cover story?
That is a very good question, and we actually worked on both hypotheses for a while. I do believe at this point that he was dead.
So they lay out an interesting argument that Russia could potentially be behind all of this. But again, folks, anytime I hear them say Russia and pin something on Russia, I usually disbelieve any of it. And well, rightfully so. We all know that Russia is usually their scapegoat on so many false stories. So there's no surprise there. And then also there's the fact that this FBI agent who's currently with the FBI, that woman that you saw in that bad wig, officer, I don't remember what her name was, sorry. But anyways, the woman that you saw there on your screen, it was her fake, not her real name, but she was given permission by the Bureau to speak with 60 Minutes, which never makes sense, honestly, because, well, the FBI doesn't let current agents do that quite often. And then all of a sudden they had to leak that, oh, this is the story that probably got her targeted by Russia. It doesn't make much in the way of sense from that angle, but I just thought it was interesting to hear 60 Minutes lay it all out. Now, I have my, you know, speculations about it, but I think it's something interesting that you guys could all look at. Head over to 60 Minutes' YouTube page, folks. It's up there right now. Give it all a look. It's about 30 minutes long. It's an interesting piece that they pieced together there. So definitely give that a look. Now, I want to jump over to something else that happened today. Ugh, it's so disgusting. Joe Biden, of course. He had children at the front lawn of the White House doing their Easter egg hunt. And of course, he couldn't help himself, folks. He had to sniff a child. But when he wasn't doing that, he was completely butchering. It's the term he's trying to say here before we play it is Easter bunnies. But listen to what he says.
Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here so they can see you.
Ah, the Oyster Bunnies. Oyster. Ah, gosh. He'll tell you that it's a disability that he has. It's just a speech impediment where he stutters. But folks, you just don't mess up these common words, especially the Easter Bunny with oyster. So again, there's something wrong with this man, but you've already done that. Let's jump over to something that I thought was interesting. It's J.K. Rowling, who keeps pushing back, and we're going to talk about the transgender issue that keeps popping up throughout our media here in the U.S., but she's daring police to actually arrest her because, well, if you misgender somebody, they want to make it a crime. Yeah, in the U.K. This is what's going on right all around the world, folks. J.K. Rowling's daring cops to arrest her for misgendering trans people after a new woke hate crime law. She says in a tweet, I'll happily do 2 years if the alternative is to compel with free speech and force denial of the reality importance to sex. Bring on the court case. I say it. And so she keeps going on saying that she's going to not comply with this whole woke agenda nonsense that they keep pushing forward. And she's going to do exactly what she's going to do by using people's biological gender, not their make-believe genders. And so kudos to her. Just highlights, though, this attack that we see all around the world about how they're trying to sit here and pretend like it's not common sense anymore to sit there and say there's two genders. And now, like you're seeing in the UK, it's a hate crime if you simply debunk their fictional genders. And so J.K. Rowling pushing back, and that's why we love her so much. She always does that. And I wanted to jump over to another story that I thought was very interesting. As many of you know, we cover on the show, New York gives out tons of free incentives to illegals to come and stay there. And we're going to detail that too in a little bit with Victor Avila. But Denver's communication agent, who his name is, Andreas Carriar. So he is sitting here saying right now, and you're going to listen to himself, they caught him in an undercover video, pretty much just saying that to these illegals who are in Denver, that we don't have any resources for you. And then, in fact, if you want resources like shelter, if you want like financial resources, you got to go to places like Chicago and New York City. And that's what he's telling them. So let's take a listen.
Opportunities are over. That's Andres Carrera, political director for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston.
New York te da más, Chicago te da más. Entonces sugiero que vaya por allá, donde hasta también con una verde de más largo plazo, también hay más oportunidades de trabajo por allá.
Carrera is Denver's so-called newcomer communications liaison. That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals. The city says this group got here on March 26, sent up by Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He warns them the jobs, the resources, the opportunities have already gone to the 40,000 migrants who came to Denver before them. Parents listen quietly as children play on the floor. as Denver tells these families that have sometimes walked from one continent to another, that they just have to keep moving, but they don't have to walk. Denver will buy them a bus ticket.
So Korea is in that video pushing these illegals to go to other cities, as you heard. And he didn't know he was being recorded, of course. But yeah, I tell people this all the time here in Florida. When they land in Florida, we've got to push them up to New York and Chicago. Those big liberal cities need to be bankrupt because they are giving out free handouts. They are incentivizing it. They're incentivizing people to come to the mainland. And some of them just land here in Florida and stay in Florida. They can't stay here in Florida because here in Florida, we do not provide incentives. We, in fact, work with ICE, and that's how it needs to be explained to these illegals. And so, yes, it's sad that there's children on the floor playing. Absolutely, my heart bleeds for the children. The children had nothing to do with any of this, but they should not be here in the first place. And that's the part that we all should be driving home. But he's trying to be compassionate and tell them, you got to go somewhere else. We'll give you free bus tickets. And well, like I said, he didn't know he was being recorded. So Democrats get it. They know they can't continue to handle this influx. And they're starting to break, and they're starting to tell people to go to other cities. And as we mentioned last week as well, New York is going to delegate over $2 billion to illegals. That's what's in their state budget right now for next year. So again, folks, we'll be paying attention to this. But I also want to bring up another story that I saw earlier today that I think is really, really interesting. And it's, we talk about it all the time, folks, so it's no surprise it's happening in Texas, but there's a rare human case of bird flu right now in Texas. Now, we've told you on the show, tuberculosis. We've also told you about measles making its way into our country. And it's happening because, again, illegals coming from countries that do not do vaccinations, the basic vaccinations, have allowed these people to come to our country. Now they're spreading it. We were talking about the measles outbreak in Chicago. We're talking about the tuberculosis outbreak in New York City. And well, here they're not telling you what the source of it is, of course. You're going to have to wait and do some digging into that. But Michael Yon's told you about this for quite some time. He actually specifically named this one. H5N1 bird flu is in Texas. They're reporting that one person has tested positive for this. This person has been exposed to dairy cattle in Texas, and that's how they believe somehow there might have been the infection. But again, folks, they're just guessing. This person does have symptoms. They're recovering. The only symptoms that's being reported is eye redness. According to them, this person has been isolated and is being treated with antiviral drugs for the flu. And again, this is the second time that they've only had this. Back in 2022, another person had that in Colorado. And so we'll just see if these cases start spiking up. But they don't want to tell you how everything's coming about, but we could all assume. And those are the important stories that are in the headlines right now. We greatly appreciate you guys paying attention to us tonight. There's so much more to unpack, so stay tuned. I wanted to get your attention about something that I've been noticing on our Rumble page. Now, Rumble's been working with us, and we're very thankful for that. But there's been tons and tons of fake accounts pretending to be the Brianna Morello show and popping up and leaving comments under your comments. And they're telling you to either download the Telegram app and message them on Telegram pretending to be us, or they're telling you to send them an email. And I wanted to let you guys know, I will never reach out to you in their comment section asking you to follow us on Telegram or to email us. Because again, everything that they're doing, it's fake. I don't even use Telegram. So if anyone ever tells you that I want you to reach out to me on Telegram, it is a lie. I will never message you and write back in your comments asking you for, you know, your personal information as well, because we do not do that here. So I wanted you to be alert. There's a lot of scammers out there, and I don't want our audience getting caught up in any of that. So just to kind of alert you, if you ever get a message from anyone and you think that it might be our show, check the spelling, because that's what they're doing. They're altering the spelling a little bit. They're either dropping an L, they're putting an extra O in there, and it's something small, so you won't really notice it. And well, if I'm going to reach out to you, it's going to come from my actual email, which is available on my Twitter page. It's just BriannaMorello@protonmail.com. Make sure it looks exactly like that. If anyone reaches out to you, do not respond. They are likely scammers and trying to take your life savings. I will not reach out. Like I said, again, folks, I will not be reaching out to you privately. So just be on high alert. I want to make sure our audience is safe and protected because, well, there's nothing worse than a scammer. We'll be right back with more. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans, and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Just a few days ago, a mob full of illegals flooded into the Texas border and were literally assaulting National Guardsmen. Here's the video in case you guys missed it. It was disturbing, to say the least, but what's even more alarming, and it's really hard to just wrap your mind around it, but even after seeing this assault on these National Guardsmen, a judge just ruled on Easter Sunday that the individuals who are seen assaulting police, assaulting National Guardsmen, actually have to be released. Yes, yes. The judge, Judge Acosta, ruled that during his bond hearing that, number one, he criticized the El Paso District Attorney's Office, saying that they weren't prepared enough for this case. And then he made this bizarre ruling that all of these individuals had to be released. And of course, there's no bail involved here. There's just the hope that they will one day show up to court. And you and I both know they won't. Now, it's disturbing, but, you know, like we say all the time here, Americans are becoming second-class citizens, and illegals are the new American citizens. And that's just how this government is now looking at everything. And it's not just a catchy phrase that we have, that we use. It's seriously taking place right now. And all you'd have to do is look at New York City and how they're treating illegals. There's a new report out that illegals are actually making 7 times more than members of our military when it comes to benefits being handed out. 7 times more. Now, it's a great report that I was actually conducted originally by Fox Corp. And, well, it just details how the average illegal in New York City right now, their family is making $1,400 a month. But the average member in our military is making about $4,200. And deployed one is only receiving $399 for, you know, monthly meal deductions. And so ultimately, there is a massive, massive difference here. And Fox is saying it's about 7 times more what these illegals are getting is what these military families get. It's absurd. As a whole, it's absurd. But it's not surprising. Right now, the Biden regime is, in fact, putting you aside and pushing illegals to the front of the lines. And, well, we have endless amounts of proof to prove just that. Let's bring in former ICE agent Victor Avila to discuss. Victor, thank you for joining us. We're so happy that you're with us because, I mean, when I was looking at these reports, I was infuriated. So we could start off with the first one, that this judge just released these illegals who are invaders, who invaded into our country, are seen on video assaulting National Guardsmen, and several of them did actually have weapons on them. There's reports that they had knives on them. So your reaction to this judge just releasing them and hoping that maybe one day they'll come back to court?
Brianna, it's mind-boggling to me as well, and I have the same reaction of enragement of how this could happen, but you're right. For some reason, if you're an illegal alien right now, the rules and the laws do not apply to you. Now, let me give you a scenario if this would be U.S. citizens, because if the law is supposed to apply to everyone, believe it or not, even when they're legal here, they still have to apply. We apply the law to them. But we're not even doing that. And if a person would, and a U.S. citizen would be arrested exactly for what the illegals were arrested for, more than likely there would have been a bond, what we call usually a 10% surety bond, meaning let's say they would set $100,000 bail, you have to pay 10%, and if you don't have the $10,000, then you stay in jail. But to be released on your own recognizance, meaning you are released based on your signature alone, when you're an illegal, we don't have the information that we usually would have on a U.S. citizen. A U.S. citizen lives here, works here, maybe goes to school here, and we would be able to track you down a lot easier. That's why these bonds exist, because you would then show up to court and receive that and get that money back as a deposit, per se. But when it comes to illegal, they're going to be gone. As a matter of fact, they're going to be gone from El Paso and the state of Texas, probably to another state or another city throughout the nation. And so it is mind-boggling that the judges would allow this to happen. And by the way, they had already released a lot of people before. These are people with pending charges. Now, this whole thing about the judge blaming the district attorney in El Paso, I could tell you I had never heard in my career that the district attorney wasn't ready with their charges. What do you mean it wasn't ready with their charges? If an American would be charged with an assault on a National Guardsman or a federal official, they won't say, well, you know what? They're going to let you go because we haven't processed the paperwork. It makes absolutely no sense to me. What it is, it's dangerous and it's setting precedent that we're going to change it, but it's going to tell you it's going to take a long time because we have to deal with the judges. It's not just Border Patrol. You and I, we talk about Border Patrol all the time. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect example of that. It's not just the Border Patrol. We're talking about prosecutors. We're talking about the rest of the criminal justice system that needs to be changed as well.
Yeah, and that's the problem here. I mean, the judge is just simply giving these individuals a slap on the wrist and telling them, it's okay, you just assaulted our officers. You just broke into our country, invaded our country. It's okay. We'll now release you and let you go into the interior of our country. And there's really no way to track them. Even if, let's say, best case scenario, you give them an ankle monitor. Those devices are easy to cut off. And we all know they're not showing up for their court dates. And what's the alarming part here is, number one, they're breaking the law by coming in illegally, but they're also coming in by assaulting officers. And some, like I mentioned, had knives on them. But it doesn't end there. The crimes never end there. It's just the beginning for these individuals. And again, the corporate media really didn't even show this footage because it didn't, of course, have children and women, the people that they say are coming into our country illegally. And so it doesn't pull at the heartstrings in any way possible. It actually infuriates most who watch this. So you won't hear this on a lot of these corporate news outlets. I want to also talk about the benefits that are being given now, especially in New York City. We know that they're giving these individuals prepaid debit cards right now, these illegals. And it's alarming in itself, number one, because, well, you and I won't be getting any type of benefits from the government just for being here. But also, it incentivizes more illegals to come into the country. And we just actually, before you came on, Victor, played audio of a mayor or local officials actually in Colorado just telling illegals to go to New York City because we're out of benefits here. But if you go to New York, they'll help you. And explaining this program, the same program that's now giving illegals seven times more benefits than it gives members of our own military. I mean, Victor, how do we sit here and pretend like Americans matter in this regime?
We certainly don't. And the key here, you said it, is the magnet and the signal that we continue to send. And when I say we, it's our own government, it's the Biden administration continuing to tell the rest of the world that, look, you're not going to have any consequences, whether you assault an officer. But as a matter of fact, we are actually going to give you more benefits, whether you come in storming and knocking down fences, or you come in awaiting the Rio Grande River, or if you come in through the CBP One app. But as a matter of fact, or if you even fly in directly into these major airports, specifically Florida, Texas, and New York, all they're getting is one response from this government, is that a reward, that you will be rewarded no matter how you make it, no matter how what that journey for you was from Africa or China or Eastern Europe, you're going to get rewarded. And so why wouldn't you? So the next call that goes out and the social media posts are, I made it. Send my friends, send my cousins, send my relatives, send them, because no matter what, as a matter of fact, even if I tell them, hey, I even had to storm in and beat up or hit or assault a soldier, it doesn't matter because I'm still got in. And that's what's getting through, which is probably the core of what we have to change here. Is imagine if they start saying, you know what, don't come because you're actually going to be placed in prison. And someone, I was watching the news earlier today, and someone said that it was a civil offense to come into the country illegally the first time. That is completely wrong. There is a criminal statute, Title 8 USC, 8 USC 1325. It's a crime to come into this country illegally, albeit it'll be a low offense of, you know, 2 to 6 months in prison the first time. But every time you come back, you just increase that federal prison time, not a camp, not a facility, club fed, how we call it in my world. But that's what we need to send and start imposing some of these consequences.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'd hope that I just don't think they actually really want to resolve this issue. So I don't really think that they're even going for any of this and trying to fix it. I feel like this is all intentional at this point. But I wanted to also mention something. The Mexican president spoke and he pretty much said that this is going to be America's problem until we start pouring billions of dollars into these countries. It's starting to feel like a shakedown, Victor. Is that what we could kind of figure from this?
Yeah, Brianna. And I follow the Mexican politics a lot. And this is... it's enraging to me how at this point Mexico is dictating to us what they want, what they need, when we know that they're big culprits in this whole thing. I mean, the people are illegally present in Mexico as well. I don't ever see Mexico deporting hundreds of thousands of people from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Africa, from Asia, from their country, because that they have very strict immigration laws. But they don't do that. They're not willing to work with the government of the United States to at least facilitate in stopping some of this. What they do is facilitate in encouraging the people to come through Mexico. And the Mexican government, especially the president, won't acknowledge that the fentanyl is made and produced in Mexico, won't acknowledge that Mexicans also do have an addiction problem, something that I personally saw when I worked there. And these people are, you know, because they're socialist communists. They have a very different ideology, Brianna. And we went over there and there was a time, there was a meeting a week ago that we kind of went and told the Mexican government, hey, you need to do this. Well, they pushed back because Mexico is the first one to throw their sovereignty in our face, saying we're not going to allow any other government to control us or tell us what to do. And therefore, you have to use different tactics. The tactics that we use, some we know is that work are tariffs, but I think we have to go beyond tariffs. I think we have to go to sanctions, not lift the sanctions on Venezuela or the embargo on Cuba like the way Mexico wants it to do it and legalize the illegals that are here in the United States from Mexico. Listen, this is because Mexico and the rest of the world knows that this administration is governing from a position of weakness. And this is where the problem lies. We switched that from a position of strength, and you're going to see most of this go away.
Yeah, and that's the difference here. That's the big difference, because the Mexican president wouldn't have dared to say that if President Trump was still in the White House. He knew better. But now that we have a weak leader, and everyone could tell he's a weak leader, they're emboldened to make comments like that. And it feels like a shakedown. It feels like we're being held hostage. And until we pour in billions of dollars into these cartel countries that, I mean, Mexico doesn't even control their own government at this point. It's all run by the cartels. So it feels exactly that's what they're doing here. I wanted to bring our audience's attention to an alarming report that came out this weekend in the New York Post. I want to make sure everyone was paying attention to this, because the New York Post is reporting that, you know, what we saw in Russia just a couple of days ago, that terrorist attack that killed over 143 Russians, that's apparently ISIS is claiming responsibility for, we could potentially see that here in the United States. And our audience is well aware that terrorists are coming into our country, because we make sure that everyone knows this. But the alarming numbers are that, you know, just a couple of years ago, just back in 2021, Border Patrol only caught about 15 suspected terrorists. But last year alone, we caught 169 terrorists coming into our country. And those are the ones that you're catching. This doesn't include the ones that you're not catching. So, Victor, you know, you're the one with the background in all of this. So this is the reason why I wanted to ask you. Do you fear that here on U.S. soil, we might actually be the victim of a terrorist attack by ISIS soon?
Absolutely not. Actually, I don't even think it'll be ISIS. There are so many factions out there of these terrorists. It could be ISIS. It could be the Taliban. It could be Al-Qaeda. They're still all around. It could be Hezbollah. It could be Hamas. This is what we have to worry about, is all these groups that have. And yes, if you think that they're not coming to the southern border, you're way beyond naive at this point, because the numbers that you just said, by the way, under this administration, it's over 500 that we have detected on the terror watch list. But remember this, that over 2 million known gotaways. That means that we saw them on a computer, we saw them on a screen, we saw them set off a sensor, we counted them, and still no one went to go get them and they came in. How many of those that we actually didn't count, Brianna? That's why I think the number of total illegal aliens and under this administration is over 15 million, because there's so many that we don't count. But of the gotaways, that's the biggest concern, because there's still a lot of smuggling happening. There's still a lot of trafficking occurring right under our noses that it's not being detected. The state of Texas is trying to do as much as it can, but they're already in the state of Texas. We're stopping the flow, but they're already inside, which makes it a very difficult type of a law enforcement operation. And so are they here? Yes. Should we prepare? Absolutely. I'm not a fearmonger. I'm just a realist. Mm-hmm. And because of way the everything, the totality of the circumstances and how it shapes up to be, man, you have to pay just very little attention to know that we're at risk. And by the way, I want to say something real quick. How many Lake and Rileys more do we have when it comes to public safety? And how many more of those cases? This administration doesn't care for the Americans' public safety. And one thing on Mexico's demanding $20 billion. Well, the Mexican nationals, illegals present in the U.S. are sending back $63 billion a year. And so Mexico is getting the best of both worlds, yet we're suffering here in our own country.
Yeah, and that's the really upsetting part in all of this. And I'm starting to honestly think that the administration doesn't care. They just don't care. And we all know that the threat of a terrorist attack happening on U.S. soil is very, very high. We know that even terrorists have made it into the interior of our country. I mean, we've previously reported, you know, in Minnesota, there was a known terrorist who was living in Minnesota because I believe it was DHS just released him into the country. And then we continue to talk about all these MS-13 gang members who DHS just simply isn't asking them to lift their shirt so they could see their gang tattoos on their chest. And sadly, the young woman in Virginia, she lost her life over it. Now, you know, her family is suing the Biden administration. And so it seems like it's never ending stories. Do you think that our federal government is actually capable of protecting the American people right now?
I want to be optimistic here, but I'm afraid not. And the reason why is because, remember, it's so one thing is the federal government, but this trickles down to your state and locals. And how much of that cooperation are we seeing between these different agencies? The federal government doesn't want to. I'll give you the perfect example. Texas, they're not uniting with that Texas DPS and saying, hey, let's protect the country, let's protect the state. No, they fight the state and everything that they try to do. And so when this administration changes next year, that's going to be probably the biggest issue, Brianna. And President Trump has actually already mentioned this. He says, we're going to need the state and locals. And he's absolutely right. However, are they going to want to cooperate? Because the elected local officials are the ones that are keeping our chiefs of police, our sheriffs from cooperating for, let's just say, ICE. Are they going to not cooperate with these federal agencies when it comes to deportations? Are they going to cooperate with sharing the intelligence? This is the most important part, that sometimes the local police is the one that gets. Is it going to trickle upwards in an expedited form to get to our three-letter agencies to protect us? A lot of times what happens, we find out that after this horrible incident occurred, oh yeah, by the way, we were looking at them already, or looking at her, or they were on our watch list. What good does that do if we don't act on it before it happens? And I don't think we need a mass shooting. I think we have enough crime already, and we could have a whole show just on examples of people committing crimes against Americans here, and also the recruitment of these cartels of illegals, arming them. They're giving them firearms in a lot of these states. And what are they going to do? What are they going to use them for? And so I'm very concerned the next several months that what the Democrats are going to do to win this election. They're desperate. They know that they're losing the base, because when it comes to public safety, people don't care. They want to be safe. And when the Democrats become desperate, we know what they do when they're not. Imagine now how they're going to act. And I think they're capable of anything at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I fear the most. And I think our audience gets it, but I don't know if the rest of the country understands really what's going on here. I mean, our government, I strongly believe, isn't capable of defending us right now. And the fact that we saw from that Obama appointed judge, that ruling that illegals have the right to the Second Amendment, that they could have access to firearms in this country, is mind blowing. And it puts us all at risk, because we already assume that they were probably obtaining firearms illegally here. But now that the government just signed off on it, is just really heartbreaking in itself, because you don't know what's going to happen next, but you can only prepare for the worst at this point.
Well, I'll tell you something really quick. When I was an agent and we were whatever investigation we're doing, narcotics or whatever, and the person happened to be illegal, we used that, obviously. We had the immigration law in our favor. But then when we found out that this illegal was in possession of a firearm, man, that kind of sealed the case. That's 15 years in prison for an illegal possession of a firearm. Well, now that's taken away on the federal level. Like, how can you allow that to happen? If you're a felon in the United States in possession of a firearm, you're going to jail. But if you're an illegal, and here we go, how we started the segment, if you're an illegal, for some reason, that law doesn't pertain to you anymore. And this is the dangerous path that I think when it comes to airline transportation and many other very, very vulnerable situations along our country. I just ask the people to be aware and just kind of wake up a little bit and see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so too. You know, we just had last week on Friday, we just had Dexter Taylor is his name. And he is somebody who's just into the science of making weapons and guns and stuff, but wasn't looking to use any of them, was just looking to build them because he wanted to build a gun lab and then potentially, you know, go forward with that. But legally, he has the legal right to make these guns too. They didn't have serial numbers on them because he lives in New York State. They actually raided his home and they're looking to put him in prison for 18 years. I mean, this is a man who literally, you speak to him and you know that he's harmless, but they want him in prison for 18 years, and that's what they're going for. And again, on a federal level, there was nothing illegal that he was doing because he is allowed to make these weapons. He was allowed to do so without a serial number because he wasn't selling them. But on the state level, they're going for him. And it just shows that we have American citizens who are becoming second-class citizens in their own country, and we're allowing illegals to come in here and have rights that we were not even giving to the American people. And, you know, you mentioned sentences. I mean, we have J6ers sitting in prison right now who are accused of crimes but not convicted, and they haven't even, you know, been placed in front of a jury yet. And this is what's going on in our country. So it's very disturbing to hear, but, you know, we're so glad that you join us, Victor, because we get kind of a little bit more of a background information on all of this, the law enforcement angle on this. So we're very, very thankful for you, Victor, for joining us today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Brianna.
I'm so surprised more Americans aren't discussing what happened last month in court. The courts ruled that the FDA had to remove its disinformation against ivermectin. You guys might recall, remember when the FDA was trying to discredit ivermectin being used to treat COVID patients? Well, they did so by pretending it was only being used on horses, and they did it in tweets, and they sat there and they defended it, but they were factually incorrect. Ivermectin has been used on humans for years. In fact, one scientist even won a Nobel Peace Prize over it. It's really life-saving medication. And so now the courts say, you guys have to delete all of those disinformation posts that you guys put out there, which is disturbing. Of course, it's the FDA, but it's expected. But speaking of expected, you know, we're heading into the heat of an election season, and you never know what they have up their sleeve. And it's so important to be prepared. So if you're wondering, how do I even get ivermectin or something like hydroxychloroquine? It's easy to obtain, actually, because there's a website. It's the Wellness Company. They actually give you these prescriptions when you go to their website. It's a great offer that they have up there right now. So folks, it's twc.health/Brianna. When you head over there, you guys can get the contingent emergency kit. It is just really life-saving medication. It comes with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. It also comes with Z-Pack, nebulizer, and so much more. There will be also a guide that tells you exactly how to use all of these emergency medications. And, well, it's backed by the research of some great experts, people who I highly respect, like Dr. Peter McCulloch, Dr. Harvey Risch. All of them are backing the Wellness Company contingent emergency kit. And so you got to head over right now to take a look at this. The reason why it's so important to get this now, folks, is because number one, it's going to help you avoid those long hospital doctor lines. It's also probably about the same price as a doctor's visit normally. So again, you got to head over to twc.health/Brianna. That's twc.health/Brianna. And just for listening to today's show, folks, they're going to give you actually $30 off at checkout when you use the promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. So when you use the promo code Brianna, you're going to get $30 off. It's a credible deal. You got to take advantage of it now. These kits also, folks, we should mention, are only available here in the United States. So if you're looking to get a stash of all of these emergency drugs I've got at my house, you should have it too. Head over right now to twc.health/Brianna and use promo code Brianna to save $30. If you enjoyed that interview, make sure you guys head over right now to our Rumble YouTube page and subscribe. And if you're listening on any podcasting platforms like Spotify or iTunes, we'd greatly appreciate it if you guys gave us a 5-star review. And we love feedback. So leave us a comment in the comment section and let us know how we're doing. We're a relatively new show. So if you have any ideas on what you'd like to see here, leave us some comments. We're always looking for great ideas. And if you're looking for creative ways to support us directly, here's one way that I'd highly recommend. You guys can head over to this new website that we just created. It's called supportbree.com. That's supportbre.com. You guys can head over there and make either a one-time donation or a monthly donation. You can pick the dollar amount, whatever you'd like to contribute. And that goes straight to our team over here, keeps us running, keeps us going, and we greatly appreciate it. And it goes literally directly to us. So that is the best way, if you'd like to give to us, the best way to do so. Again, folks, it's supportbree.com. And we'll be right back. I want to tell you guys about my friend Allie. Allie is always complaining about her feet hurting because she's always in heels and working on them. And so I gifted her the new My Slippers 2.0. And let me tell you something, guys, it's been a complete game changer for Allie. You see, Allie tells me now it feels like she's walking on clouds because these slippers are so soft and the cushioning on them is perfect. She is so happy with her new My Slippers 2.0 that she's bragging about it to everyone. And well, if you go on mypillow.com right now, you'll notice that everyone's talking about these slippers. They're incredible. So right now you have to head over to mypillow.com and secure your slippers right now. Now, if you want to save up to 66% off, you got to do it by using promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Again, make sure you're using promo code Brianna if you want to secure your 66% off, and get them now before they sell out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Happy Trans Invisibility Day, folks. Many of you I know are celebrating right now. And we are here on this show because, well, we wanted to remind the American people that all this nonsense, this push to push and normalize transgenderism or whatever the heck they want to call it, has only recently sprung up. And it's because, well, ugly people during the pandemic got a little bored and they wanted to bother the rest of us. But it's been going on for quite some time now. It just recently has been just shoved down the American people's throat recently. But we know that this transgender nonsense has been going on for quite some time. And well, the Biden regime wants you to be celebrating this as well. So, well, they put out this outrageous statement over the weekend and it had everyone's jaws hitting the ground. Joe Biden decided, because, well, he's the president of the United States, he can do whatever he wants, to, you know, outshadow Easter and any religious holiday by making it the Transgender Day of Visibility. Oh, man. Something we were all waiting for, of course. This man is completely delusional. And it had so many Catholics and Christians outraged on social media, of course. But, well, he didn't double down. He stepped it up a notch on Sunday by putting out this outrageous tweet saying that we celebrate the joy, the strength, the absolute courage of the bravest people I know. I mean, let's calm it down a bit, all right? He's sitting here. Obviously, he didn't post this because we all know he can't even string together a couple of words. But, well, it is just gaslighting the American people into thinking that this stuff should be normalized. This is a mental health issue, and yet our country continues to pretend like it's not. And well, the White House today didn't really, let's just say, try to correct itself.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right? Every year. And this year, it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day. And so that is the simple fact. That is what has happened. That is where we are. And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important here. As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. It is dishonest what we have heard the past 24 hours.
Is Joe Biden a Christian or a Catholic? Well, the DEI hire over at the podium doesn't seem to understand what he is. But we're here to tell you what he is. He is the circus leader of the Alphabet Community's clown show. He has brought in some of the most egregious human beings to kind of take over the White House and to push forward this transgender agenda. It's disturbing, I know. It's disgusting to see all of these freaks up in the White House disrespecting our country. But, well, we're all told that we have to normalize it, or else you're a bigot. Transphobic is the term that they're using a lot these days. But many of us just don't want to see it. You can do whatever you want in your bedroom. Most of us don't care. We just don't want to see it. But they can't stop touting it, of course. And well, if you were wondering how many holidays that the Alphabet community have, well, according to Charlie Kirk, they have over 145 holidays, of course. More than anyone else or any other group of people I know get in this country. So yeah, they're gaslighting you, the American people. They're trying to make you think that there's something wrong with you because you don't want to accept this. But ultimately, what are they doing? They're trying to destroy the nuclear family. But they're only doing this to Americans and American families who, well, are just going to let them do it. It was an interesting post I saw earlier today. I wanted to bring this up. It comes from N Wokeness. He went on both of the Twitter pages of both the White House Twitter page in English and then the one in Spanish. And you'll notice there's some really strong differences here. The one that's in English obviously is pushing all this transgender nonsense, but the one that's in Spanish is not. And well, why? Many of you might know that Hispanic Americans don't play these games. In fact, they are hardcore conservatives, even harder than most actual white Americans in this country. And so the White House knows that, and they don't want to alienate them. They don't want them to know what they're up to. And so instead of sitting here and posting it, they've hidden it from Hispanic Americans. And that's what you're seeing right now on your screen. There is no sense of this transgender push going on the Hispanic side right now. And well, it's worth noting, of course. But when they sit there and they say, oh, there's so many contributions trans people have made to our country. What contributions are you talking about? You're talking about Aubrey, the mass shooter, Aubrey Hale, the one who went there and shot up that school in Tennessee. Oh, wait, we can't talk about her. We can't. No, she wasn't trans. Then they try to disassociate everything. Oh, no, she wasn't trans. It's a gun issue. It's not a trans issue. No, it's a trans issue, mainly because it's mental illness and they don't want you to talk about it. And so they'll sit here and pretend like it's not. But listen, Democrats are becoming the godless party. And we all know this. They've hidden it from the American people for far too long. But we know who they are. They are satanic. There is no other way to phrase it. You either love this country and you support conservative values, or you hate this country and you support whatever the administration is currently pushing. So hear me out, folks. When the White House is sitting here telling children that they can't have religious-themed Easter eggs, but if you're a transgender whatever, you could sit on the front lawn of the White House and shake your bare breast, there's definitely a disconnect right now. But it's all being done intentionally, folks. The White House is completely gone rogue. It's abandoned American values. It doesn't care for the American people. And it wants to push all of the beliefs that they know will destroy this country. And that's what's going on right now throughout our country. There is literally an internal attack right now to destroy America. And it's being led, well, from within the White House. And they want you just to comply and not push back. But I'm here to tell you guys, don't be afraid of the name calling. Push back. Defend our values as Americans. This transgender ideology nonsense that they're shoving down the American people's throat will, in fact, destroy our country if we don't fight back. Okay, growing up, my mom would constantly tell me as I was watching my pizza pocket or whatever was reheating in the microwave to don't stand too close to the microwave. She'd always tell me that. Well, she was onto something. There's a study that I just recently found and I wanted to bring your attention to it. It highlights the dangers of the radiation that comes off of these microwaves And well, in this study specifically, it details, and it's very, very specific, it details impair eye vision. It details how microwaves affect the cognitive ability. Yeah, that's probably something I have a problem with these days. It increases the risk of Alzheimer's. And well, there are a ton of other things it cites, but many of you have probably already known this. We talk about on the show quite often the risk EMF radiation poses to us right now. And it's something that we should all be aware of. And well, I'm aware of it because our good friend Gina Paith is someone who always reminds us of these facts. And Gina joins us now. She is the founder of Redemption Shield. Gina, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate having you on.
It's great to be with you, Brianna.
Thank you so much. So listen, I joke all the time, but my mom was right when she would tell me to go and not be in front of the microwave because the radiation coming off the microwave does hurt your eyes. You're telling me all the time, don't look at it, don't look at it. And me just being the rebellious child I was, I would do so. And so, you know, I might have some issues now, our audience is aware of. But I want to talk about the dangers of all of this because, well, it's very important. And also, I mean, we'll talk about this in just a moment, but there seems to be several pieces of legislation. We cited it last week when we had you on the show, where they're trying to fast track all of these things. So let's dive into the microwave first. What are some of the things that Americans should be really concerned about? Just microwaves.
Well, just microwaves in general. I mean, we've all had a question about this for several years. We've always kind of wondered, is this really good for us to be zapping our food this quickly? And so I've actually moved away from the microwave. I have unplugged my microwave simply because it is causing problems that, you know, I started to feel really bad about 5 years ago. I'm in my 50s, but I was starting to feel very unwell. And it wasn't just the food that I was eating. Like, it was my electronics that I had on my body and so many things that were affecting me. And so I had to begin to make several changes. But now that we're dealing with these extremes, Brianna, that, I mean, everyone has numerous electronics in their home. We have faster and faster Wi-Fi. We have all these cell towers. So it's just numerous things that we're dealing with. And we have to really start to begin to pull back the reins and say, okay, do I really need this much power in my house?
I think it's really important for everyone to kind of think about that because, yeah, that is a problem right now. And we're going to feel the effects of it if you're not feeling it already. I think most of us are, though, and they're very aware of these issues. But they should also be concerned right now because there's plenty of legislation that's being pushed through right now in the federal level, which is meant to fast track all of these developments regarding, you know, wireless development, all of these cell phone towers that are going up, all of these devices and these infrastructures that are going to cause us harm. Right now, there's currently 50 bills that are being fast tracked right now in both chambers. And well, I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week, and I'll have us go a little bit into greater detail on this. But what they're looking to do is make sure that local communities cannot push back when they're looking to place a tower or anything that they want in their area. So let's talk about this because 50 bills is a lot. It's a lot to push back on, but you've been studying this. You've been following this. Give us a list of what specifically these bills are looking to do and how Americans can push back.
Well, especially HR 3557 right now, that is one of the bigger bills that are being pushed through. And many of these bills that are surrounding these electronics and this spectrum and, you know, cable companies, essentially what they're trying to do is remove all litigation or any stoppage of them being able to put these anywhere they want. And that means every cable company, I mean, they can just go and put them up and the cities will only have a certain amount of time to even look over what they're trying to do and then respond. But the problem is many of these city councils don't even know the dangers. So how are they going to respond in a quick way to these towers going up when they don't even know themselves? So it's really a way to get around any moratoriums, and so they can just throw these up anywhere they want. But also in this is something that really concerns me, is that they're trying to do this in federal lands. So this is going to mean our national forests. It's going to mean places that have been so pristine and that we all love to get away from electronics, to get away from microwave radiation, is going to begin to take place. And we will not be able to say anything about it. I mean, it's just devastating when you tune into the animals and the wildlife and how they're going to be affected, much less us humans. Yeah. So it goes into every area of life. And, you know, even the bumblebee is really, the bees are really struggling because they're pollinators and they can't handle these frequencies either. So it affects our food chain as well. So there's so many things that these microwave radiation or EMF is affecting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think everyone should be concerned. I know our audience is, and, you know, they go to you for solutions because that's just what you do. I want to talk about the microwave again. You have a solution right now. For those of you who aren't familiar with her products, she has the best products to protect yourself against the EMF radiation. And that's why we love talking to her about this. So we cited the microwave, and I wanted to remind our audience that if you're interested in going over, it's redemptionshield.com is the website. You have grounding pads, and that it could potentially help push back against the radiation coming off the microwaves. Is that correct?
Yes, it's something so simple as what we call earthing or grounding, which some people are really not familiar with this, but it's been around for years. And essentially, this conductive mat that you see in front of you, there's a pet laying on one or one that you can put underneath your bed sheet. These are made of a conductive carbon, and they actually plug right into the third round hole in your outlet. Mm-hmm. And so that is how you ground yourself. And you can see that in the picture coming up. But what I'm going to show you is what it actually does to your body, because you can see that all day long. You can see these mats, but what are they doing? So essentially, I can measure the electricity in my body, and I'm going to do that right now using a multimeter. And so right now I have one, actually I'm had my arm on here, so I'm going to hold this here. Okay, so here we go. So the multimeter is about 1.8 volts, and that's what's in my body right now. When I touch the mat, all of that leaves my body. And so now I have less than 1 volt in my body. So when these electrons are hitting my body or hitting your body or our pets, what happens is it can be released through the ground. And it's really amazing how it works, but people sleep better at night. They are much more calm. Children with ADHD have seen relief. They've been able to sleep. In fact, I just had a young man that was involved in a school shooting, and he couldn't sleep very well. His parents were very concerned. They put a grounding mat on his bed, and he's sleeping every night like a baby. So these do work, and your pets love them. I mean, there's stories of pets who don't want to get off the bed because of the grounding mat. So
yes.
They know it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, they know it's good. And I think it's so incredible, all of these benefits of these grounding mats, because, well, I mean, that's really important. I love the story of the kid now who could finally get some relief, because so many times we, instead of actually fixing the core of the issues, we highly medicate children. And well, this is a great solution to avoid just that, because there are long-term effects of, you know, giving children too much medications that, you know, rewire their brains or just kind of, it doesn't really help your natural levels within your brain. I guess I'm not a doctor, but don't take my word for it. But it doesn't help when you're drugging them all up. I know that for a fact, because I've had many of my friends who are on antidepressants because they're taking anxiety medications. And when you have simpler solutions that don't affect your health, I'm a fan of that, of course. So I love it. But you're also in the fashion industry a little bit. So I have my fanny pack that I love, and it's so cute. And I love it because I constantly walk my dog, so I have to wear my fanny pack this way. So you have a fanny pack, which I love dearly. Let's go through some of the accessories that you offer.
So I love the fanny pack because actually crossbody bags are super cute right now. And all ages. I mean, I have the gray and the black, which are very nice colors. They match pretty much everything. And children love them. Teenagers, all ages love a fanny pack. So it's amazing how things come back around. So the fanny packs are great. And then we also have different bags, and we have new bags coming as well. And we're excited about that. They're going to be coming here in the next month or so, with just different colors, like the single cell phone bag right there. We're going to have that in a gray color too. And then we're just going to continue to grow and kind of listen to the needs and wants of our customers and make new things. But we also have our baseball hats.
Hey, so, this is my favorite.
It's a great time to wear a baseball hat. You know, it's baseball season. But the cool thing about the hats is they actually have a silver material inside, and it blocks your head from getting zapped. So this is really nice. And no one doesn't even need to know that you're wearing a silver hat. Isn't that cool?
I love it. I love it.
There's a lot of things. I have a hoodie that I wear sometimes when I'm just around and about. And if I'm doing stuff on my laptop, I'll wear my hoodie. And so there's so many different things. We have hats, we have hoods, we have so many different things, scarves. Ladies love the scarves because you can just literally wrap that around your shoulders. And so in an office, you know, you would be able to wear this and no one would even know that you're protecting your upper body while you're typing on your laptop. So they don't need to know that this is silver. It just looks like a shawl, kind of like a little cover. And these come in black and gray. So we kind of stuck with those basic colors, but we'll move in other directions as people request those. So we're excited about the products that we're putting out, and people love them. I mean, we really do sell a lot. And we also have like little jewelry things too. We have the copper, which some people are real big fans of copper, and they believe that copper is very, very beneficial for arthritis or any inflammation. So we have those. Those are wonderful. And then we have little pendants as well that you can wear that are made of like crystals. And people like that as well because those are negative ions. So they kind of send kind of a positive feel to your body. So all of these things, I mean, there's just several things you can choose from. And we're just excited to be able to offer this.
Yeah. And I think it's great. So right now, folks, if you head over to redemptionshield.com, you're running an actual Easter sale right now. But just for our audience, because you're listening to this show right now, you're also allowing our audience to tack on an extra 10% in savings when they use promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. So again, folks, you're getting the Easter sale prices, plus you're also getting the 10% off with the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E right now. It's an incredible, incredible deal. And listen, everyone reaches out to us all the time about these products. I know our fans are like loving right now the bed sheets. I know those are a big one for you. They love them. They literally, I mean, everyone's telling me that they could sleep at night now with those. But I also wanted to mention too, you have a Wi-Fi router cover.
Oh, we do. Yeah. The Wi-Fi router covers, we sell a ton of these. Yeah. And I like to show this little demonstration, but this is a EM or HF meter, a high frequency meter, and it measures the kind of the sound of the frequencies. So this what's right here, just around me. But when I put it right by my laptop, you can hear it goes crazy. Yeah. So that's just from that. But I can put this copper material over the top. And look at that. It's amazing.
So incredible.
And then it comes right back out. So this is a Wi-Fi cover made of copper that you can just put right over the top of your router, and it minimizes that frequency coming off of it. We have way too much power in our home, and we don't need that much. We were doing fine with 2G and 3G.
Yes.
We were fine with the routers that we had a couple years ago, but everything has to get faster and faster without doing the studies of how it's going to affect you and I.
Yeah.
So, but the sheets, I want to go back to that, Brie, because look, these are so popular. I mean, I sell a ton of them, and they have silver running through them, and they plug in just like the grounding mats, and they take that electricity out of your body, just like the mats do.
It's incredible. It really is incredible. I mean, I know our audience is loving it. I mean, look, and they look amazing too. I mean, they look amazing. That's the best part in all of this. So again, folks, when you head over to redemptionshield.com, you could get the sale prices. Plus, take advantage of this. 10% off with just the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. It's an amazing offer you have to take advantage of now. And you know, Gina, you and I talk about it, but the gamers right now, I mean, they're using more than 5G to play their video games and whatnot. And they're doing like all these live streams. So they're just ramping it up with all this EMF radiation that they're exposing themselves to. So these are all great ideas, especially for parents at home who are concerned, to definitely just take a look at the website, see what you're interested in, and take advantage of this offer, because you're getting the sale prices plus the 10% off with promo code BREE. So Gina, we always appreciate having you on. You have so much information for us, so we always appreciate that as well. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for giving us this exclusive offer, because I love it. I love it so much. Thank you, Gina. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm gonna say it again. Under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.